a popular Outcast production.
Halfway through the, I forget what season it was with David Tennant, but it was like after, I know you don't like Rose, but I really liked their whole element. And then she's like, I stopped watching because I was like, I love this too much. And I know if I keep watching it, it'll be over soon. So I like stopped. I was like, I'm going to stop watching and then start watching again from the eighth Doctor.
Christopher Eccleston.
Yeah.
We're recording, again. By the way.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bill snuck in.
Yeah. Bill snuck us in.
It's good stuff.
He did a pop out.
Girls on Girls.
We're doing Girls on Girls.
Number 23.
If nobody makes you guys a theme song.
We're eating. So the
Mike
last.
Carpenter. Sorry, go ahead.
We have no theme song. But the last episode is a gift to Jeff. So
yeah,
there you go.
No mouth noises.
No mouth noises because
you're
we
welcome, dear.
Eating. This one we're eating carrots. So
I'm going to do
chips.
I'm going to do the best I can without being a.
I'm not
a smacky talkie.
No, Mike Carpenter. Like one of the first things he said when he showed up at the Halloween party was, "I promise you'll have a theme song soon."
Okay.
And I was like, "Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it."
Yeah, I actually had an idea, but
Carpenter.
It wouldn't be very good, I don't think, compared to what he could do.
You can make my theme song whenever I decide on a fucking name for my podcast.
Okay. I was just gonna sample Beastie Boys Girls and take the girls and then make music. That was basically my idea.
Girls have boobs.
That was a bad one.
That's kind of what Lauren wanted to do, was like sample that and Motley Crue's Girls, Girls, Girls.
Oh. That doesn't surprise me. It's not a bad idea. But it's not what you guys are looking for.
I don't really care.
At this point, I don't really give a shit.
Nope.
Okay, then here's
your
theme song.
We're like the only
girls, 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 girls.
You guys, how long to have a theme song?
On girls. That's it.
I like it.
How long did it take you guys to have a theme
song? Perfect.
It was
done.
Wait, for us?
Yeah.
We had a theme song when...
Right away, right?
Like the beginning. It was a different theme song.
It was... Yeah.
The current theme song didn't come into play for a little bit.
Right. The current and better version.
The acoustic adorableness.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, that Nathan Prowl.
Mm-hmm. love that song.
Boy. I don't really know him, but he seems like a nice guy.
He's a cool dude. He doesn't afraid of anything.
By the way, Emily's back in the studio.
Hi.
Actually, she never left.
Yeah.
We're just
never left.
Continuing
this is the same
from the
day.
Last episode you heard.
Talk into the microphone.
Hello.
There you
I was
go.
Trying not to because I'm eating carrots.
Yeah. You can talk into it. Just don't chew in it.
Yeah.
That's working.
But,
no.
Yeah.
I'm starving.
Before we started, we were talking about how there's a new Doctor Who 50th anniversary movie coming out.
Yeah, you guys came on the tail end of that conversation.
Yeah, which I am fantastically excited about. I don't know anything about it, but except for when it comes out, which is like November 25th in our theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm assuming is a nationwide release date.
I don't know, because I saw
Yes,
one.
It's...
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that should be, like, the kickoff to the new season. Because I always do, like, a movie for the kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the season premiere.
Which I was surprised that our theater is getting it.
Actually, I lied. I have seen one... I think I saw the...
Oh, dude, there's a trailer.
The two-parter thing where the doctor switched. I think it was Tennant to Smith. I saw that transition.
Word.
Wait a minute.
When he feels his hair, he's like, I'm a girl! Wait, yeah. I'm a Adam's apple.
Matt Smith is excited. He's finally in 3D and Doctor Who 50th anniversary cinema screenings sell out.
Sure.
I don't think we're getting it in 3D. I doubt
it. Yeah, I think it said 3D. Didn't
it? Oh my god, please tell me it's in 3D.
I'm pretty sure we're getting it in 3D.
It will air on BBC One on Saturday, November 23rd. That's not what it said.
Well...
Oh, that's the screenings of it. Okay. And then probably in theaters by... Like, for the public, general public.
It's in theaters in November and then on TV in December.
Sure.
That's not what it said. November 23rd.
Yeah. Well, it would make more sense that... The UK would get it before we did, because...
that okay. All right.
That's where it's filmed, and...
All right. You know. No, okay. There's a teaser trailer.
Okay. Put it away, Ashley.
I'm putting it away.
Matt Smith.
Shut up. That's adorable.
I wouldn't.
That's who I
no,
went.
No, me neither.
I would. That's who I went as Doctor.
I'm one of the few human beings who can fuck a personality.
Oh,
I'll fuck the shit out of a personality.
I would fuck the shit out of this brownie.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's delicious. So I'm just going to eat it instead.
You should probably not eat it after you do that.
Yeah.
I'll just think sexual thoughts as I'm eating it.
There you go.
Not a bad idea.
We're all right with that.
Act like you're, yeah, doing some oral things on that there, brownie.
There's probably not a whole lot left. Here.
There's more chips.
I'm just trying to use up the last of the dip on my plate, honestly. This is making for a terrible podcast.
This is...
I'm so sorry.
This is the worst.
We're the worst. We're going to quit. Oh. This is our last episode.
We're not quitting.
No, I know. I'm going to pull a Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey, fish.
Kelsey, you and I, while the other two ladies were... wrangling up the food,
and us two ladies were up here.
You had brought something up that was kind of interesting.
I did. I was actually wondering if you had any sort of episode where you'd talked about vibrators or anything like that.
We have not.
Nope.
Actually, Lauren really wanted to wait and get Jeff on and do a sexisode. But that's probably not going to happen anytime soon. So
I just thought we could talk about that if we were.
I'm all
looking.
For it.
So I'm an English major at Bloomsburg, but I specialize in gender studies and stuff. And I actually had a class on the history of the vibrator.
I'm jealous.
It's really interesting, how it came about and stuff like that. So I can tell you about it if you want, and then we could
originally, wasn't it?
No,
it was to cure hysteria.
Right. In the Renaissance, there was the condition called hysteria, which I don't know how many people know about.
Which actually carried on for a long time.
Yeah, it was basically an excuse doctors would use for a woman who was acting any sort of way that they deemed not normal or crazy. They said that their uterus was wandering around in their body and making them do things that were out of the cultural norm.
Mm-hmm.
So... Basically, it would be like husbands were complaining about their wives not listening to them.
The clitoris is still under debate.
Or society would be like, this woman is being weird. She's reading books.
Clearly, she's hysterical.
Wandering around. Maybe she put on pants. I don't know.
She's thinking for herself.
Later on, I think it was in the 1800s, doctors decided that. The only way to cure hysteria and get a woman back on track was through clitoral stimulation.
Which they didn't really see it as that.
Yeah, they saw it as torture. And they would do it manually with their fingers, but their men...
We later realized that what they were doing was pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if they had known that, it might have been a different story.
And then women caught on to that.
Wait a minute.
Eventually, the men were like, oh, this is too much work for me to be doing.
Then you got,
And they were like, what kind of...
crank vibrator?
What kind of device can we use?
Seriously. That was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So they invented the vibrator as a way to... cure
because
the hysteria
of course,
without.
Of course, men can't do it without.
Yeah, they got bored. They got tired.
They were getting hand cramps, man. All these hysterical women coming in needed to be cured.
And it was funny because the influx of women who were suffering from hysteria did grow after point.
Yeah, because
I'm feeling a bit hysterical. I need to go to the doctor. Yeah.
Sorry, honey, I've got to go to the doctor. That's the fourth time this week. You better get this shit cured. Otherwise, I'm going to think it's demons.
But seriously, look up the hand crank vibrators because they look like fucking torture devices.
It's crazy. The history of the vibrator is
scary.
It's just really interesting because,
there is, I want to say
eventually
it's
we're like, just give it to us. We'll use it ourselves.
Yeah.
This is ours now.
Let me cure my own hysteria.
Yeah.
I got this.
I think I'm going to buy one of the hand crank ones.
Can you buy
one? Prepared to have thousands of dollars on hand.
I'll just make one.
Yeah, go for it.
Out of wood. Never use it, though.
Nope.
I did have an English professor who would bring in
It's for my shadow box, guys.
Antique sex toys to class.
Awesome.
With no context.
Look what I got, guys. Look what I got at the flea market.
She was just a collector. And then she would pass them around. And then a student...
Vibratormuseum.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to say that's in New York, but I'm not positive.
The Museum of Sex is in New York.
I know that, but that's... Maybe it's in Boston. Maybe the Vibrator Museum's in Boston.
Come on.
I don't know. There's one. I want to go.
Now. Let's go.
It's amazing how far they're
jet playing. Engine sounds. Hey, guys, we're in Boston at the Vibrator place.
Yeah.
Hey!
I fucking love this taco dip.
Come on, internet.
Oh! I get it now.
We're dirty.
Shut up.
That was some sexual innuendo.
My vibrator is broken.
Oh, that's
terrible.
I know.
You have one?
Yes.
All right.
Well,
not all rich dog groomers like you, Ashley.
I don't know if you think I'm a rich person or
something.
Where's
your backup?
I don't have multiple vibrator. Actually, I...
Liar.
I don't have the multiple vibrator money now.
What do I look like? I'm made of money.
But I do have a stash of various things in my home. Whatever.
You should.
Okay, this one's made of plastic.
Sexual health is important.
I just had a really bad complex after my first vibrator. I should tell that story, actually.
Yes.
Do you know that story?
Yes.
I like stories.
Okay, so...
It's probably this one.
I was previously in a 4-year relationship with a very nice boy whose family was very religious.
Oh, Lord.
And very conventional. Huh. And very, very, very
nice.
I
know this story, don't I?
Yeah.
Okay, I love this story.
Okay, so, I lived at their house. And this boy and myself were sexually active, but his mother didn't know about it, and she thought that he was a virgin and whatever.
Which is hilarious.
Which, yeah, I know. Anyway, but she made a big deal. I had a pop-up book of sexual positions. I don't know who doesn't have an interactive pop-up book of sexual positions. I don't know why she thought it was surprising. But
no joke, I almost bought that when Walden Books was going out of business, and I regret not doing it.
It was awesome. Anyway, long story short, she found it and gave me a 2-hour speech about my body being my temple and stuff like that. And I was like, God. I'm sorry, it was a joke.
It's not mine. I'm holding it for someone.
I'm holding it for someone. It was.
She pulls it out of a plastic a paper bag, brown paper bag. It's all crinkled. It's not mine, I swear.
But anyway, I had bought this vibrator, and it was like my first one, and it was really adorable and
purple.
Where'd
you buy it from?
A really creepy trucker porn shop. It's on the way to Williamsport. It's like a one room place, and I went
adult
there.
Adult Playtime boutique.
The blue one with the no windows or doors?
No, to Williamsport.
Okay.
It has to have doors.
Yeah, you just crawl in through the cellar.
They teleport you in.
But no, now it's like
they,
out
they
of
have the big black and yellow sign. Oh, yeah, okay. It's like the only thing on that side of the mountain.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of terrifying in general. And I went with two of my friends, and it was our first porn store experience. It was like 11 o'clock at night, and there was this man in
peak hours for the porn store
in like a trucker hat. And I picked mine out and I brought it up, and he's like, you did a good job. This is the most popular one we have. He's like, do you want me to open it up for you? And I'm like, no, I can do it myself. Thanks. But I got it.
You actually should have let him do that, because that shit's non-returnable, and if it doesn't work and you try to bring it back.
I know that now.
I know, retrospect. Yeah.
But letting
if
you would have seen the man... Yeah.
They'll put the batteries in it for you.
If you would have seen him, I don't think you would have let him touch it either.
Oh, no, you wash it when you get home.
Anyway.
So I got this thing home, and it was like... like a telltale heart situation.
Oh, God.
Every day that I had it, it just grew on my paranoia and conscience.
You couldn't sleep because all night it was just... I
would, like, heard the vibration in my dream. And I would, like, wake up and I would make sure it was still there. And, like, you know, it was just... I was, like... After a couple months, I was, like, thinking that it wasn't worth it anymore. I was, like, I have to get rid of this thing. And every day I would be, like, how do I get rid of this thing?
Did you ever use it?
Yeah, but not well.
Okay.
Like, I just... Whatever.
Wah, wah. Wah, wah. You don't even have to explain that. We just know what you mean.
Wrap it in a towel and take it into the bathroom.
I, like, used it as a baseball bat. I didn't know what was happening. Anyway. So I was like, I have to...
What? I had no concept. I couldn't even figure out that it was, like, so close to a puzzle piece that I just... Wow.
After the third time putting it in my ear, I knew there was no hope. Anyway. But I decided that the only option was for me to... At the time, I worked at a job that I had to be there at 6:30 in the morning. And I was like, well, that's the only time that I know for a fact that I'm the only person who's going to be up. And they burn their trash, so I couldn't throw it away. Like, there's no options for me. So basically, I, like, got ready for work, and I... brought it with me, and I, like, set it in the passenger seat, and I'm driving, and it's a really foggy day, and, like, there's a lot of, like, wooded areas where I was just like, okay, I'll just throw it in a wooded area and it'll be fine. Yeah, no, that was my plan. I'm not saying it was a good one.
Birds will use it for a nest.
Yeah, it can
you just
be.
Made some bear really happy.
But the morning that I decided to do
and
this...
I meant, like, grizzly bear, not, like, gay man.
No. Or both.
Who lives in the woods?
Who knows?
Who knows?
No judging.
But it was really foggy that day, and I couldn't really make out where the woods were versus where people's yards were. And the exact moment that I thought, okay, this is safe, this is where I'm going to throw this thing, it definitely went in someone's yard. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that somebody... And I like to imagine that, like, somebody found it and was just like, you know, thank you. Thank you, wood gods. For this gift.
Oh, like, somebody who's in a really bad relationship.
I should have, like...
They're not happy with their sex life.
I should have, like, put a collar on it. Like, my name is Jorge. Take care of me.
Right. How great would it have been if someone would have found that and, like, because they were having trouble in their relationship, and then they found that and they totally took it as a sign to, like, leave their significant other and then became, like, the happy, successful person they were,
like,
meant to be.
Or it's, like, just this couple who, like, the woman has a strong... suspicion that, like, her husband has, like, an anal fetish or something.
Right.
And just finds it and was like, I knew it.
Yeah. Honey, what are you talking about?
Man, that's a much better story than my first one. My first vibrator, I stole from Spencer's.
Really?
Wow. It was just a simple plastic, bottom screws off. You put, like, it was like C or D cell batteries in it.
Good
so
God.
It was a decent size. It was like average penis decent. Girth and length, but it was like tapered. It was like a howitzer bullet kind of shape.
Yeah,
but okay. It was much thinner than a howitzer bullet.
Yeah, my first
wow.
I did buy from Spencer's, but it was the Velvet Touch waterproof ones.
Oh yeah, well I was like 16 at the time, yeah. So yeah.
I think I was, like, 17 or 18 at the time that I bought mine, and I literally, like, put it on my bed when nobody was home, turned it on, and then walked around the house to see, like, if you could hear it.
That's
from
genius.
Anywhere else in the house, and, like, yeah.
Man.
That is an incredibly smart idea.
Like,
holy
put it,
shit.
And I was like, all right, so you can kind of hear something from this room, and then I was like, well, what if you put a pillow over top of it, and yeah. Good.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I was,
and I remember telling Kelsey that story and her being like, son of a bitch. Damn it, why didn't you tell me that?
I just remember.
And then she told me the story how she threw it out the window.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was dumb.
I was a completely different person back then. I just remember showing my friends and being like, yeah, right. Like, I shouldn't have gotten this one. It's really big, like,
which one
for
was your
penis
first?
Size or whatever. And she's like, actually, that's normal. And I was like,
the implication.
Oh, and then my relationship just went downhill from there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You mean
yeah.
there's more? But it was,
I hope he's not listening.
What? I know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't have to tell me. I've known Kelsey since...
a billion seven. Years.
We went to Girl Scout camp together in fifth grade. And we hated each other until... 11th until, grade?
Yeah, until like the end of 11th grade.
We got along at Girl
Scout.
I threw a book
at her head.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
This one?
Yeah. Why did you throw a book at my head?
I was a bitch.
I was also a bitch.
Yeah. And then you said something to me and we argued.
I told you to shut... I'm pretty sure I told you to shut your mouth because nobody wanted to hear you talk.
Yes. So, the only reaction to that is to throw a book at somebody's head. And I mean, like, a textbook. Like, hardcover.
No, yeah, it was awesome. And I
didn't get in trouble for that.
You didn't hit me, did you? Because I ducked. I'm like a ninja.
I think it hit, like, the trash can.
We had assigned seats. And she was sitting directly across from me. So I just remember it was like a constant war between us. And you were like, I remember it was like the first day of that class. And I was like, okay, I'm going to be nice to Ashley. And you had
everybody was afraid of me.
You had us. No, I wasn't afraid of you. I just.
Well, I mean everybody, but you weren't.
For whatever reason.
I don't know. But she had this CD. And I was like, okay, I'm going to be nice to her. I was like, hey, fella, what's your CD? And you're like, it's. Blah, 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 blah. Probably, you've never heard of them.
Probably Reliant K.
Yeah, maybe. You were like, it's this person. I was in a Don't Christian. Worry about it. You've never heard of them.
Rock at the time. Yeah.
Got
Did you
hipster.
Also listen to the Newsboys? Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm never
I'm not gonna lie, I did that when I was like
done.
12.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, I've known Ashley for a long time.
I know Ashley because she started dating my friend Bill.
Yep. Have you heard of Bill?
We were kind of forced into the situation. Yep. But it worked.
It worked. We still like each other.
And the same with Kelsey. I met Kelsey because she's friends with Ashley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bill.
And Bill.
We hope. All know each other.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know Jeff because I was friends with Aislinn. And Bill.
So where did it start? Like, who was the first person? Jeff became friends with Aislinn.
No. Did I meet you before you were dating Jeff? You were dating Jeff when we first met.
I started dating Jeff not long after I started working at the movie theater.
Right.
I think maybe after I was working there for about a month, we started dating.
Right.
And you were gone by that time and then came back.
Right.
I'm not sure if we were married by then or not.
No, because I was invited to your wedding, but you guys had it on a Friday, or like a day that I had Tom, so.
Friday the 13th.
Yep, it was a Friday.
And it was in the late afternoon, early evening. So, you would have been welcome to bring Tom, but he didn't really know us.
Right. And it would have been, he was much younger then.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot more of a.
Oh, God, he would have been.
Distraction.
Bring Tom really wouldn't have been an option because he would have been like six.
Yeah. That would not have happened.
No.
Yeah. But I was sad that I missed your wedding.
Oh. Did we show up at the theater?
Yes.
I thought we did.
Yeah, because I remember seeing you guys.
You guys didn't go on a honeymoon or anything, did you?
We took a weekend and we went to Chincoteague, Virginia.
Why there?
It was just like a really like just quiet, kind of laid-back place. We had both been there. We enjoyed it when we were there before, the independent of each other. We had taken vacations there.
Neat.
Yeah. It was close, but not like too close.
Yeah.
Still too cold to go in the ocean in June this far north, though.
Yeah.
Stupid oceans.
Stupid oceans. And then we took like a week off work and just sat around the house.
That sounds awesome.
It was. Let's Except, you know, you don't get paid when you take off when you're working at the theater.
Sweetie, let's pretend we're getting married so we can take a honeymoon.
Why don't we just go on a vacation?
Oh my God. You should... pull the janitor thing from Scrubs.
From Scrubs, yeah.
And tell everybody you're getting married, invite them to a wedding in Jamaica.
Oh my God.
And no one will come, they'll just send you presents.
That's such so a smart. Great idea.
We're doing that.
Holy
shit. Oh
shit,
we said it on the air. You're gonna have to edit that.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's fine. That's fine.
People will forget.
Hey, listeners, we're getting married. Send us presents.
Yeah.
I really want a KitchenAid and a new stove.
I think that's a bigger present.
I think it's a group present. You got to go together. Yeah. Get together for the stove. I need a stove.
You know what you could do?
You might have to get together for a KitchenAid, too. Those things are like $200 or $300.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm assuming you're talking about a mixer, not just anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
She means a KitchenAid robot.
I would love a robot.
Yes.
Can I get a Roomba?
No, like a real robot.
One that
what the fuck is happening?
Can I get, you know, beatboxing. Robots that clean your shower. That's what I want. Little robot that just sticks to the shower.
What do you think is in that? What do you think scrubbing bubbles are?
Because you know the scrubbing bubbles aren't real, right?
I want them to be real. Okay?
Oh God, me too.
And the fucking green
and the toilet and duck.
Yeah, yes. No kidding.
Toilet duck needs to exist because I fucking hate cleaning toilets. It's disgusting. Yes. Yeah.
I don't like cleaning my shower. It's just so much scrubbing, and it just never comes clean.
Oh seriously, hard water and soap scum fucking can eat my ass.
Yeah, no
and I
kidding.
Love green cleaners, and I'm like, I'm gonna use. So much scrubbing.
Yeah.
We need scrubbing bubbles to be like real little dudes.
The only
scientists, get on it.
Get on it.
Nanobots. The only thing I'd ever want a robot for would be like chiropractic back massaging.
I want a robot.
But I'm worried I would not trust a robot for that shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
like Hulk out and break you in half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait.
That's like the only thing I could think of that I would want a robot for, but I'm like, I would die.
Wouldn't you really? Wait, wouldn't you want a robot like friend?
No.
Like, what happens when he gets to the word?
She's like, I've thought about it. Absolutely not.
I'm sorry.
And here are the list of prepared reasons. Why I do not want a robot.
Oh no, I just don't trust them. I don't trust robot friends.
Well, yeah, you've watched iRobot.
Yeah, I've watched Bicentennial Man too. I actually really like that movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't trust the idea of having a friend that's a robot or
some Terminator.
Sort of, like,
that shit's enough to scare the shit.
Yeah,
out.
There's something about the whole robot thing that just makes me uneasy.
I would so
They're
have
going
a robot.
To See, no. The thing is, we're saying this, but there's been so many proven. Movies and facts that show that robots are going to be the end of society.
Proven movies and facts.
Movies and facts. You know, like HBO.
Thing, right? It's
happening. Oh. What you're saying is because you've watched science fiction movies that all robots are trained killers just waiting.
That's going to be. You know that's the future, man.
No.
It's going to happen.
Basically, the way. Yeah. I mean, like The Matrix. The way it works is
you're taking me serious right now.
No. I totally am, because the way it works, it would be that robots are smart enough to realize that humans are not really anything more than a virus.
But that's like the first law.
It's yeah,
like Fight Club.
You don't, right. You don't talk about Robot Club.
You don't talk about robots.
The first rule of robots is you don't talk about robots.
The second rule. You're pretty much right.
No. Kelsey needs to come here all the time.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah.
We just need to hang out more. I don't have friends. I have a child.
I'll be your friends.
I don't have friends. I have.
Yay. That was my After Dark voice.
Why?
It's a lot like my
your
normal
sexy
voice.
Radio DJ voice.
Sexy radio. This is my morning talk show voice.
Oh, Lord.
After Dark.
It's very close.
I know.
It's very close.
They're all the same. I'm not a good actor.
This is my morning talk show voice. This is my After Dark voice.
Is it your morning talk show voice on the Playboy channel?
Yes. No, the first rule of robotics is that you cannot harm nor let a human be harmed by your actions.
Yeah.
Or inaction. So basically, like, robots are supposed to protect humans. Yeah. But I think, like, the third rule, like, it's basically, like, don't kill people, don't kill people, don't kill people. But if people become the issue... Like if you give robots real intelligence, then they figure out that humans are the biggest threat to humans.
Yeah,
so that's how the Matrix works. There you go.
That's basically the plot of iRobot.
But a robot dog would be okay, though, right, guys?
Oh man, do you remember when? I don't know if you remember when we were kids. I was a kid, and they had those robot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those things were awesome.
They were.
None of them were as cool as K-9, though.
No, of
None
course
of them
not.
Shot oh, lasers yeah. out of their eyes and like,
or had a British accent.
Nothing is ever as cool as you think it'll be. Like I remember, I was about five, and I asked for a bow and arrow, and my parents gave me this shitty suction cup thing, and I was like, "Where is the spearhead?"
Yeah.
I cannot kill anything with this.
Right.
And my mom was just like, you need to stop watching Braveheart.
I think, yeah. Would you practice archery with me?
Yeah.
If I decide to do it?
Yeah, definitely. I love really archery. Where I haven't do you done go for it that? In a long time.
Are there like archery ranges where you can just like rent a bow?
Yeah.
Yes, your backyard. Yeah.
I mean, you can't
Well, no, I know, but like that you don't actually have to buy your own equipment.
You can.
There probably is.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It depends.
Targets aren't expensive.
It's expensive for me because I'm left-handed.
Well, bows and arrows are.
You know which ones you get. Well, yeah, bows and...
Actually, no. Longbows are only like 30, 40 bucks.
Guys.
Yeah. Oh, no shit.
If you want like a crappy bow, but yeah.
So there are ranges because I like did this.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, like I'm trained in archery and stuff. And
oh my god, you can teach me.
You know, I could.
So not in Skyrim, but in like real life?
Yeah, you know, yeah, I taught archery.
I don't know, maybe she went insane since the last time I saw her, okay?
You've been friends.
Wait, I am a wood elf, right?
Yes.
Right?
Wait,
I can talk to animals.
I thought you were a halfling ranger.
Let me just...
Or D&D.
I'm a high elf in Skyrim.
Let me just point out that
you... talking about Skyrim. I am talking about D&D.
I don't know. I don't even remember what I am.
Let's just point out that you did mention that you've known her since she was seven, but you didn't know that she could kill things with bows and arrows.
Yeah.
I don't know that I talk about it that much.
That's a secret we just found out. We're one step closer to finding out that she's actually a spy. Who do you work for?
Trust me, Kelsey's not a spy. And if she is, she's really good at it.
Makes sense.
Hey.
Only the best.
You don't know where
I'm from. Mother Russia.
All of her, I'm from Mother Russia.
All of her,
I can't even do an accurate accent.
All of her like spy equipment would be broken by now.
No. That's Sputnik. All part of the facade.
Yeah, it is.
It would just... all have cracked screens.
Part of the facade, guys. Part of the facade. She's actually
skilled. I said, if she is, she's really good at it.
She's like Batman.
If these people are all dead, it had nothing to do with me.
Are you talking to the listeners?
Yes.
Okay.
How would this get published?
What?
Exactly.
Oh, well, I guess Kelsey would learn how to put it on the air.
She already knows.
On the air?
I've already researched all of this technology.
Yeah, you know,
what were we even talking
the air,
about?
The radio waves.
Yeah.
Oh, we were talking about how you're like for real.
Oh, yeah, no. Archery. You can actually go. I'm sure there are some places where you can rent a bow.
Archering.
Nope.
Like the TV show?
But yeah. I'm not sure about around here as much. But we do have ranges.
I'm pretty
where you
sure.
You can go, you actually like walk through the woods, and then they have targets in the forest and stuff that you can like. So it's kind of like authentic.
Oh my god, that's
pretty
really
cool. Can I wear a costume?
Used to be an archery range in Milton.
All right.
It was in the old Ames building.
That's really cool.
Like, I think it was either before or after it was like the go-kart place, but definitely like... way before Ben Franklin's, which is in there now.
Holy shit, I just came up with a $1 billion idea.
I'm going to wear my thieves guild outfit.
Buy the old Walmart and set up a gun and archery range.
Or maybe the Nightingale.
In Lewisburg?
Yeah.
The Nightingale.
Totally. Where will spirit go?
Tomb Raider.
They can have that part for the rest of the year.
I don't know if you can buy Walmart. I think, doesn't Wise's own it now?
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Shit.
So that like nobody can move in there and do shit? Because they like... the old Walmart building in Lewisburg.
I'll never make money.
Since they like expanded and put in the cafe where you can get like beer and shit.
Yeah,
now.
Well, they're actually building a building in front, like in the parking lot of Walmart.
Really? I haven't been to Lewisburg in a long time.
Yeah, there's a building being built there.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
In the parking lot. So they can't build in the
built,
building.
What is going in next to Panera?
Texas Roadhouse.
Really?
Okay.
Dear God, I
kind of thought it was going to be like a roadhouse, like steak.
Why can't we have Red Lobster?
Yeah.
I know. I wanted Red Lobster,
Olive Garden.
Too.
I know.
Or Olive Garden.
At least there's one in Bloomsburg.
But
now.
I'm okay with a better burger place.
Five Guys in Lewisburg. It's coming.
We're getting Five Guys.
Yeah. We're getting Five Guys.
I love their fries.
This.
We're also getting Buffalo Wild Wings. Did you know that? Across from Sheets. I know all of this because it's like.
Yeah.
Restaurant
talk.
Wait.
I just think...
Where across from Sheets?
I don't know.
On the other side.
Like...
Where
where the barns are, like the sheds?
No, you know, like the doctor's office is down the road just a ways. And I think it's right there.
The Social Security office?
No, that's the other side. That's by the mall.
Okay, so it's not going to be like on the strip where like they're selling the sheds and shit.
You know how you
it's
would
gonna be?
Yeah, it would basically be right there. It, like,
I'm not
right,
sure exactly
where like
the
old
location.
Italian terrace
know.
Used to be.
Maybe. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Nope.
Yes.
Lost.
Indeed.
Lost.
Okay.
Next to Sheetz.
I just wish that we would get something out of the range of steakhouse, burger house, burger place. Like,
well, we got a Panera. That's pretty fucking progressive.
That is progressive. I just. There's so many different kinds of restaurants. Like, we could get a good Italian restaurant other than Isabella's. Like,
which
I
just not that it's not good, but it's not.
I like Isabella's.
Or some, like, real Asian food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not, like, fucking China House buffet.
Lewisburg has Siam Cafe.
Have you been there?
I haven't been there yet.
We need
to go there.
And there's a burrito joint in Lewisburg that's apparently fucking amazing.
Ooh, I love burrito places.
Yeah.
A lot. Mm.
They're like giant.
We go to Lewisburg burritos. Like
one. There's
we,
one of those places in Bloomsburg, and the burritos are.
Oh my god! Well,
huge.
That's because you've got like Tom with you usually.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is he gonna eat there?
Yeah.
Nope.
He'll be like, let's just go to Taco Bell. So.
Yeah.
Well, we could always order takeout. That's what we normally do.
That's true.
True.
Food.
Thought we were gonna talk about like vibrators, and now we're talking about food.
Well.
Well, some people use food
out.
As vibrators.
You should.
Well, not vibrators.
Not as
who does could, that?
Clearly not
Example.
Vibrators. Women on the internet.
You
find
could
them.
Cut a hole in a cucumber and put a little bullet vibrator
you could.
In there.
Of course,
and
she knows.
Yeah.
Aislinn Kunkel, everyone.
What are you doing in your spare time?
I have never used food for penetration. I'm just going to clear that up.
I would use food for penetration.
Kelsey, it's like our house is haunted or something.
It's just a dog.
It's probably
dog.
Molly. Being like,
I didn't know that.
Where'd you guys go?
You guys disappeared behind the store.
I don't understand object permanent.
And they do make like fake food vibrators, like vibrators
really?
Disguised as like cucumbers and zucchini
and like
ears
corn
of
on
corn.
The cob. Yeah. So
like, because that like that's a good disguise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what is this in your refrigerator?
Oh, I'm gonna eat
nothing.
This corn. Crunch. Oh.
And then I would eat that.
Like, I understand the whole lipstick vibrator or pen thing, but
I used to keep a pocket rocket in my car.
Yeah. Just in case.
You know, sitting in traffic. I used to take long car trips frequently. You know, you get bored.
Exactly. You got to do what you got to do. That's the way
it
works.
I could do that while driving. What do you want?
Chips. And
no, you position it, turn it up, and you just drive.
Yeah.
One like
the most relaxing drive ever.
I would have the problem with I close my eyes and
did
I
you ever
concentrate?
What
there's this YouTube series of these women who are. Do you ever see those underwear where it has like the vibrator in it, and then somebody else is holding the remote?
Mm-hmm.
They're reading like. Classical literature. They're sitting at this table reading classical literature, and apparently they're attached to this vibrator thing, and then somebody else is controlling it.
Right.
And it's, I'm ashamed of how much of it I've watched.
That's
because it's just like,
it's interesting.
Really interesting and sort of hilarious.
Yeah.
Because they can't read.
Right.
See, that would be my problem.
How are you supposed to concentrate on the words on the page?
And this is
with
yeah,
all
people
this,
realize
with all this stimulation. Yes.
It's really stupid.
I can't do that and concentrate on something like driving. I would wreck
like,
my car.
I can't even like.
I'm not that talented.
Sometimes you just gotta.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
I don't think I can concentrate. Although I did actually just buy the back massagers. Sorry, microphone face
back massagers.
The ones that is actually a back massager. They're the magic wand thing.
Oh yeah,
that plugs into the wall.
Like I have one of those, and I legit use it for a back massager because it is so strong.
Yeah, that's what I bought it for. It is a back massager, and I was like, I want this.
Yeah, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, I've seen this in movies.
And I'm like, it has 10 different pulsations in it. It's got like a rubber head. And Bill came in, I'm just like, I'm just laying on top of it, like, oh.
No, I've got a classic Hitachi. It's got two speeds. fast and faster.
Like, oh man!
Well, it has
that's the way it should
it
be.
It has the fast, yeah. the faster, and then it has 8 different boom, boom, boom.
And you get these because yeah. I really
those internet.
Are, the those internet. Are fantastic interwebs. Because it just yes. punches.
I've heard of it.
Mine was only like $30.
Really. I really yeah. want one.
Oh no! Yeah, and mine dual was like purpose. 50.
I didn't want to pay like $50 because I didn't know if I would.
But like now you
has
know
anyone else here really ever used the massage chairs that they no, have at the mall now? I used one once, and there's like legitimately a little bit of anal penetration. It's really? Really strange because it's like massage, 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 and then it like.
There's like a,
there's like a thing.
What are we talking about?
Real quick.
Yeah.
I missed this.
And I was like sitting massage there and I was chair. Like,
oh. Chair's getting fresh with you.
It really was. And I was there with my friend. I don't know why we even decided to do it. I think I was just being stupid. But mine was a little bit before his. And I just like looked over at him for the moment.
Right.
When. But don't ever use those because it's really not pleasant in any way.
Yeah, if that thing's poking everybody in the butt, I don't want it to be poking me in the butt.
No.
I don't want to share things like that with people.
No. Because you certainly know they don't wash those chairs.
I certainly don't no. sit around. If there's one thing about me, I definitely won't
they
be.
Do have those massage chairs, like, when you get, like, pedicures and things like that.
Yeah, those chairs just, like, well, some of them just vibrate.
Yeah. But I've been in ones that actually do have settings where they'll like massage your
but back. It's only like the ball bearing things that move yeah. like in the back. It's not yeah. in the seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
On your hiney.
I actually did have one that was in the seat.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I've gotten a total of like one pedicure in my life.
I don't get pedicures very often. It was one of those things where like my mom was getting a pedicure and I was like, "All right, I'll sit next to you." And the lady was like, "You want to play with a chair?" And I was like,
yeah.
Yes, I do.
Oh, remote? Okay. What does this do? Oh.
I am 5 again.
This yes. is nice.
Yeah. Of course I want to play with a chair.
Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't?
I love it when you were younger and like used to play with stuff like that and your parents were like, "You're going to break it." Isn't this what it's for?
Yeah.
Nope. I'm just supposed to use it.
Nope.
I don't know.
You're going to play with it too hard.
Parents lie to you.
Duh.
They do.
Anyway.
That's their number two job. Make sure you don't die. Lie to you.
Yeah, seriously.
So you don't die.
Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy. Need I say more?
Yeah, exactly. You can't handle the truth, kid.
My mom was really bad about the Tooth Fairy because she would always forget. And then I would just get all these apology letters from the Tooth Fairy.
Oh my God.
Like, she would forget to do it. And then, she would just, like, remember when I woke up. And she's like, I would be like, "Hey, the Tooth Fairy didn't come." And my mom would be like, "Oh, I'll be right back." She would be gone for, like, 5 minutes. And, like, I'd get this, like, little note with a drawing of a flower on it that said, "Hey, sorry, I ran out of money by the time I got to you.
Oh.
I'll be back tonight."
I left your tooth so I wouldn't forget.
Right.
How much did you guys get from the Tooth Fairy?
Like, it depended on how late my mom was.
I got a quarter.
It would be like, yeah, it would range from $1 to like 3.
Nope.
I think.
Shut up, Kelsey.
That's, sorry. That's
she had guilt issues, I think.
Yeah, that's absolute guilt.
Yeah. Because, like, I was talking to, like, my friends and stuff from high school, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, we got, like, $1. I got this much money. I got $20. I'm like,
"20.
I got a quarter.
Seriously.
Which isn't even enough for a gumball machine, because most of the time, gumball machines are 50 cents.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, the good stuff, yeah.
I mean, but then again, you are getting paid for, like, losing parts of your body, so that's I don't know if that's...
Yeah.
Hey, that is painful, man.
No.
It was, for me, very traumatizing. A lot of blood. Didn't like it.
I lost my first tooth losing in a fruit roll-up. It was
nice.
The bloodiest thing that's ever happened in my life. It was like I was holding, because that, you know, you ball it into a little ball, or at least I did.
Yeah.
It was like the fruit by the foot, I think, actually.
Yeah, you just roll that back up.
Yeah.
And I like bit into it and my tooth came out and I like pulled it out.
No. I'm falling apart.
What is happening? Oh, it was terrifying.
Sounds it.
No, I was a baby with anything like that. Losing teeth, pulling splinters out.
After that, I just basically tried to pull them all out.
Just like get in there with a pair of pliers.
No, I would seriously let it be there. I'm like, my mom's like, "You got a loose tooth?" "Nope."
Yeah.
"You sure about that? It's like hanging by a thread. You should really just pull it out." "No, I'm fine. I'm good. Why aren't you eating?" I'm fine. It's okay. I'm good. No, you give me your mouth. No.
Well, you know, I mean,
it's
some people did have a propensity for brutality when it came to, like, you know, the whole, like, tying a string around it and slamming a door and weird shit like that. That's just so fucking bizarre that people would want to do that.
But it's not bizarre that people are cutting off limbs.
No, because, like, they're not torturing
That wasn't even this podcast.
Yeah.
I know, but...
They're not torturing themselves.
Was that even
they're not
on
torturing
the last
another
podcast,
person.
Or were we talking about the between podcasts?
I didn't write that down. Anyway.
But, no, they're torturing someone else by doing that, as opposed to just, you know, modifying their body.
Oh, okay.
That would be a lot different.
Yeah.
I'm very squeamish, so all of it is very weird to me.
That's fine. Just respect people's decisions.
I respect it. It's fine. I'm just... I don't know. My stomach hurts when I think about it.
Fair enough.
Well. Nothing against them. That's all me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Did everybody run out of gas? Is that what's going on here?
It's so quiet.
So Halloween happened.
I finally saw Carrie for the first time the other day.
Yeah, the first Carrie.
Really?
I'd never seen
it. I saw
like the one with Sissy Spacek?
I saw the new one. I really like the new one.
Oh.
Wait, which new Carrie?
The one in theaters currently.
Okay.
I want to go see that.
I really enjoyed it, but I never saw the original, so I have no context.
The original's on Netflix.
But I'll have to see it. But I really, really, really enjoyed it. It was deeply disturbing, but I know that's what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So was the original.
About 75% of the way through the movie, Ashley was like, why is this a horror movie? And then we got to the end, and she was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... it was such a weird movie.
I like that it was mostly psychological, though.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. Well, I don't know if that's how that... The new one.
I didn't speak for about 2 hours after I left the theater because I was, like...
Yeah.
Wounded.
The original... There was something that's... And this is actually kind of an interesting phenomenon that would have tied in a little bit better with the last episode. But the fact that, like movies... In the late 70s, early 80s, would show a lot of nudity of supposed underage women.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
a lot of teenage, like, high school girls in showers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carrie, Porky's, like, all of, like, the Friday the 13th stuff.
Yeah, they were all supposed to be in, like, high school. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so bizarre that was, like, 100% normal. Like, that's what movies were. Carrie, the second scene in that movie, and it's literally like they play volleyball for 3 minutes, or not even like maybe a minute.
I thought the shower scene was like during the opening credits.
But like they're playing volleyball. Basically, what happens is like they're playing volleyball long enough for Carrie to miss and them to slap her on the head as they walk past her and call her stupid as they go in to take the shower. It's like literally 30 seconds that they're doing that.
It's been so long since
Any of you even take a shower in gym class?
No. I mean, it used to be mandatory. In certain schools it is, so that's kind of understandable that they would do
It was not...
Because I've heard of people who said that it's mandatory for them. It was mandatory for them.
Yeah, like anybody from our parents' generation or even like the generation between us and our parents, like it was mandatory for them. I don't think they're allowed to make you shower anymore, though.
No, they're not.
I'm sure there were a lot of fucking creepy. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there were a lot of issues.
You don't really need to shower after gym class.
No, not really. I never did now.
Yeah. But that's because I always brought a book to gym class.
But I just think that's really odd, and like, you know, because I mean now in our society it's so like, oh my god, you know, like I think in our society now younger people are more sexualized,
but
there's less openness about like that sort of thing. Like if there was a movie that was out right now that had a bunch of underage like actresses or even actors
who were of age but portraying younger.
Yeah.
Now even if you put like a picture of your kid on the internet, you better be damn sure that they're not in the bathtub.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
like...
Which God, I'm fine with not looking at that, but...
God forbid your kid is in the bathtub and everything's covered, even. You know, you can't...
Literally,
you can't put up anything.
Literally every parent has a picture of their child nude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
The idea that there are...
The minute that it's printed, the minute that you take that picture to Target... to have it printed, they can turn you in and not give that picture back.
Right, which is insane. But there's also, like, this hysteria about, like... Now, don't get me wrong, because there are clearly pedophiles.
Yes.
Yeah.
100% those exist. But I don't think that it's as... people should be able to realize that there are... Yeah, there are some people who look at those for the wrong reasons. Like, mm-hmm. pictures of, like, kids in bathtubs for the wrong reasons. But it's not as fucking insane as people would think that it is, mm-hmm. to have a picture of your child in a bathtub.
Yeah.
It's way more insane to have, like, to watch a movie like Porky's,
mm-hmm.
and have a teacher who's 50 years old grabbing a teenager's penis and trying to pull him through a hole.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's way crazier by today's standards, that was a funny movie and a very popular movie.
I mean, he fucking deserved it. He was waving his dick around at a bunch of girls.
Exactly. He absolutely deserved it. But, I mean, like, that was perfectly acceptable.
It's not like she knew it was real.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Wait, no, she totally did, because she was like, I noticed that mole. I know it's you, Tommy, whatever, or something like that.
Didn't that happen later?
I have never seen Porky's.
Yeah, because she saw it again, and she was like, I know that mole, or something. Yeah.
It's enough wool to knit a sweater.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just so bizarre, like, how that was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. That's not okay.
Yeah, but why was it?
I don't
different
know.
Times, man.
Do you think, yeah, like, do you think,
is
honestly...
Is it really different times? Because it's not legal back then. Well, no. I think it... They
well,
just
when Roman Polanski was directing...
Well, there also wasn't the same set of MPAA ratings.
Yeah, there was no,
either.
Like... Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly think that, though, if there was a movie that... If Carrie... If the original Carrie came out tomorrow, there would be picketing.
There would be an uproar.
Yeah. There, like, people, like, theaters would refuse to show it.
Yeah.
I mean, there were people who were, like, talking about, like, the girl with the dragon tattoo, how they weren't going to show that, you know, which...
Yeah.
I mean, there is some pretty brutal shit in it.
Because a dude...
Yeah.
...gets butt rape. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean...
Which, you know, it's fine if it's a woman, because that's expected.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If it would have just stopped at the first rape, I'm sure there would be have been no...
Yeah, right. People would have been like, oh yeah, it's a rape scene. That's totally fine.
I can't tell you how many people I was able to deter by that. Like, all I had to say was... Because people were getting tickets for, like, their 13-year-old kids. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. And they're like, oh, it's fine. You know, whatever. They're like, no, there's a rape scene. And they're like, oh. I was like, yeah, a guy... There's a brutal anal rape scene against the man. They're like, oh, you're not going to see that.
Yeah. People would be like, yeah.
A lot of people, they were like, oh, you saw that. Was it a really good thing? And I would describe it as, it was a very good movie.
I remember it because I
saw
it with
you.
But
just so you know, there is two rape scenes. And they're just like, huh? And I was like, well, the first one is against a woman. The second one, she gets back at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Retribution.
I don't think you, because I went and saw it with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you told me that it was against him. You just said, just so you know, there's two rape scenes, and I was like, oh, okay. Like I'm,
yeah,
prepared. Yeah. That was the
but
first
you were,
scene
and
I
then
saw
you were
the
like,
movie when I was theater checking, I walk in.
I remember
and
that
she like grabs the, like the metal.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a dildo. It was just kind of a thing, and just yeah.
Went, I think it was a pipe.
Like, isn't this what you did to me? And we just like flap. I was like,
yeah, yeah.
That would hurt so much.
Fucking crazy. Yeah.
And tattoos rapist on his chest.
Pig.
Rapist.
Pig. I am a rapist.
I am a rapist. Pig. Yeah.
Pig.
Yeah. I remember. I was telling my manager that I wanted to be her for Halloween, and he was like, he just stared at me, and he was like, really. That's one of my favorite movies, but there's a lot of graphic stuff in there. And I'm like, I know.
That's why.
That's why.
In the book, there is more to the tattoo, and I can't remember what
it
says.
Yeah, I know. I forget exactly what it says in the book.
I'll find it.
It's slightly different. Not very much, but...
I tried to watch the originals of those movies, but I had a hard time following along with reading the with reading the subtitles and following the movie, because it's not a movie that you can't not watch.
Yeah.
And I couldn't focus on the subtitle and watch the movie at the same time. Which was a bummer.
I am a rapist and a sadistic pig.
Yeah.
Yep. You're fast. You're
I'm a sadistic pig, a pervert, and a rapist. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And I think in the movie they just cut it down to I am a rapist pig.
Yeah, because...
Yeah.
Because, you know, time.
That's still enough.
And that's less makeup that they have to put on the guy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. You know what's really crazy is that, like, how people sometimes, like, play a part, and then people know them for that part, like Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that happens to that dude.
That's unfortunate.
Like, yeah. Like, oh, you're the guy who played the rapist.
I think it would always be horrible to be a villain.
Yeah.
A famous villain. Or...
I don't even remember who played it.
In certain movies, there's a really unattractive person.
Yeah.
And they're, like, known for their unattractiveness, like, or their size or whatever. I would just, like, it's like, you're perfect for this part.
Right.
Like.
Excuse me. A lot of times what they do is they get somebody who is attractive and make them up so that they're not, just so that they don't, you know, suffer from the horrible, horrible soul-crushing.
What is the actress's name in that?
Mara Rooney?
Yeah. We were watching the deleted...
In the American one, anyway.
Yeah. We were watching the special features on the DVD, or on the Blu-ray, and they did tell her before she started that, like, you're going to be her for the rest of your life. Like, this is one of those actresses that you go into as, and people are going to see you as
parts.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those parts. And
because it's but so, she, like, iconic.
Yeah, but she also, like, she got, changed the way she looked quite a bit.
She changed the way she looked. Yeah. She actually got piercings.
Yeah.
I don't think she got actual tattoos.
No.
I don't think so either.
But she cut her hair.
Yeah.
The only piercings
several times.
I think she actually got were her nipples, because it wouldn't leave, like, scars on her face for future.
And didn't she get, like, her nose pierced as well?
Maybe? No. Her nose, her septum, and her lip were fake. She did get her eyebrow pierced.
That's what it was. Yeah, the eyebrow.
Yeah.
Which,
And she did say that she regretted using the fake piercings.
Right.
No, she had to get the septum done for real. Because the septum would move up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she did the real one so that way it would be stationary, but so that way they wouldn't have to keep fixing it.
Right.
Yeah.
She did an But she regretted job, doing, I think, the lip or the nose one, because after so long of wearing the fake one, it just starts to hurt.
Yeah, it was the lip one. I remember that. But yeah, they were also, she was also in, like, a couple of other movies that, like, she was in The Social Network, and she looked completely different, and then she was in the Nightmare on Elm Street remake, and people didn't, like, they
realize
like,
it was the same person.
Yeah, because she looked
so different.
Because she
so drastically changed her appearance, and that was one of the things I wanted to be, like, that version of Lisbeth Salander for Halloween, and I realized that I would have to go a lot farther than what I could do with makeup, and I bought fake piercings, and they looked horrible.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So... She did a great job.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she had, like, 3 or 4 different haircuts for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they actually had to, like, dye her hair.
Okay, she had each ear pierced 4 times. She also got her lip, eyebrow, and nose pierced. I know she got her nipples done, too.
Yeah.
But the tattoos were fake.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's just makeup. I'm sure they had, like, a print of it that they could more or less just, like, rub on. And.
Yeah, it was probably the transfer.
Yeah.
Ones. Or maybe henna.
Oh, internet.
I think, no, it wouldn't have been, I don't think it would have been henna, because they, well, maybe. No. Henna looks different.
Yeah, because henna just refers to, like, the reddish, brownish stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It could have been, like, semi-permanent tattoos. Right. I know they do that for a lot of movies, so they don't have to, like, keep applying it all the fucking time.
Yeah. 100 washes.
Sure.
Something, I don't know.
Is it the same thing with hair color?
Womp womp.
Did you guys have fun?
On this episode?
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, dude, I'm so burnt out though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're all so hungover.
We're just like,
tired and
I'm worked incredibly and stuffy and
yeah.
I feel like
feels like flu season. Everyone's
yeah.
Seems like bacteria
yeah.
Threat.
Y'all keep your bacteria shit away from me. I don't want it.
Yeah, seriously. Just go away.
Aww.
I'm gonna become a hobbit.
Aww.
A hobbit?
And live underground.
Hermit.
Did you mean a hobbit?
I'm like a hermit, but I wanna live in a hobbit hole.
Okay.
Right. I meant what I said.
Yeah.
I said what I meant.
A hermit.
A hermit.
Be quiet.
A hermit. A hermit. A hermit. A hermit.
On an unrelated note, I want to be a hobbit.
A hogman.
Sure, why not?
Tired.
You're going to have like J-Hops. Gigantic hairy feet then.
Yeah.
I do grow hair on my feet.
Great.
Who doesn't?
I have to shave them.
Yeah.
I have to shave them. She means on the bottoms.
Yes. You know how masturbation gives you hairy palms? Well, they're not just talking about the palms of your
hands. Yeah.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
That was a fucking great trick that they pulled on people. You grow hair on the palm of your hands if you jerk off.
Another lie that parents tell you.
There is... I don't want to get into it. There is some kind of, like, grain of truth connection between, like, the claims of insanity and shit and masturbation, but I don't have the shit to back it up right now, so I'm not getting into it.
Here, I'll take that.
We can talk about it later.
No, it's fine. I have a trash can.
You just
got it. There's a trash can.
Go about your business.
All right.
Do your own thing.
So, yeah.
We should do the Amazon.
Bill, you do the Amazon.
Bill, do the
well,
Amazon.
You know, we want to thank you for listening, and I personally want to thank you.
You're wonderful.
For having...
We love you.
Oh yeah, they are. I was aren't they? Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were going to say thank you, like I was saying it to you.
No,
like,
no.
It's okay.
Not you.
No, how no one I loves
you?
Me.
You
no
is in the collective. Me. You.
We well, yeah. The Girls and Girls podcast appreciates you listening.
We do.
And I wanted to say
we know
thanks.
You have a choice in podcasts.
Yeah.
And thank you for choosing us.
And thank you guys for having me on also.
Dude,
that
you know you're
awesome.
Always welcome.
I know, but it's like
you can
it's
be
fun.
A girl.
I am basically mm-hmm. practically
you're
for
an
all
honorary
intents and purposes.
Female.
One of us.
I am. But yeah.
We have cookies.
If you want to do some shopping online instead of going to just straight to Amazon, go to popularoutcast.com. Clear those cookies, just pick them up, drop them in the trash, get them out of here. And then,
as long as they're not real cookies. If you're getting rid of real cookies, give me a call.
Yeah.
I will
bring
them off
here.
Yeah.
We will eat your cookies.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. But yeah, clear the cookies, get them out there, and then click on the Amazon banner. It's purple. It's beautiful. And do your shopping like you normally would. You're not going to spend any more. We're going to get a little bit of a cut from what you spend. It's a nice thing that Amazon has worked out to help folks. So maybe
I was trying to be quiet. You didn't have to stop.
She's, that's okay.
She's zipping her thing.
Yeah, but you got closer to the microphone when you did.
You have.
It was great.
To sit up.
It was the greatest
as
thing.
As a girl,
no,
you
no,
have
no,
to
no,
put
no,
out
no.
your boobs in order to zip anything up.
I know. Anyway.
Not really. It's not a thing.
No.
Shut up.
I'm making it up.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah. Do that, and it's awesome, and we appreciate it. Yeah.
All right.
So thanks
all
for
right.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you next week.
Bye.